Welcome to Blue Collar Poetry. I'm Kevin Carroll, your host, an ordinary blue collar guy, here to bring you some words of inspiration and motivation from various works of writing, from novels to short stories, poems, music, and everything else in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the inspiration. First, I want to apologize to you guys for this extended break. There's been a lot going on in my own personal life that really consumed a lot of time and didn't give me much time to focus on doing any episodes in the podcast. Hopefully, with the start of a new year, and by the way, Happy New Year's to everybody, this will change and I will be able to be bringing you more frequent content. I at least want to try to do it once a week, if not a couple times a week. Hopefully you guys will have the patience to stick around. Hopefully you enjoy it. I really am looking forward to comments, maybe even suggestions on ways to make this better or more engaging for you. That's what this is all about. I don't look to try to get paid to do this. I literally do the podcasting because I feel like it and I feel it's something interesting and I just like sharing what inspires me or things that I do in my own personal life as far as writing. So without further ado, I am actually going to read something I just wrote within the last couple minutes. It's a little rough, but hopefully you'll enjoy it. It's called Fractured Pieces Once Fit. Damaged heart of a vulnerable man, time tested and strung along. Broken men left in pieces, expected to continue to give freely. Assuming the strength covers all offenses, there is no sense of betrayal except for the man who stands alone. Tears and anger staining the soul, slowly calloused and suffering silently. You want to make it so he is to blame, taking no stock in what you have done, another woman's problem you created. Strength is only a facade, keeps from crumbling in like cookie crumbles. Swept into the street without a second consideration, no other thought of impact of the future. He planned his life around you. He unknowingly was just a part of your game. The chances he took, looking foolish along the way, broken men harbor desperation. Unsure of what kept him blind, lonely on the path darkened from the fading light of insight. Love was supposed to be the glue. He opened himself up to reveal the innermost self. Shamelessly, it was his dreams smashed. Time was the cruel mistress. Time was the tool used to string him along. Genuine was the heart that placed you first. That heart was used against him, playing and spinning the webs of his affliction, gathering the hopelessness of disdain, shame, and forlorn. Self-loathing due to deceit sold to him, never looking at any relationship the same again. A broken man screaming muted curses, writhing within a locked cage of his emotion. Too tired to try and too alive to die. Scrambling to put the pieces of himself back together. Broken men placing the jaded and jagged pieces together. None of them fitting the same as before. Well, that's kind of the end of it. I might add more, but for right now, that I kind of like the conclusion to that. And for this is a lot of what I've been dealing with myself. But I know a lot of my friends, people I work with, and just men in general deal with in relationships nowadays, that they are held accountable to being the strong one, the one that doesn't fail, the one that's not vulnerable, and that invulnerability then ends up getting used against them because women want a man that's vulnerable. And so when we try to be vulnerable, then it's, well, you're too vulnerable. You're not masculine enough. You know, there's no in between. And this seems to be a game, and it seems to be a game that's played more and more often, and you know, this is my opinion, of course. I understand not all women are like that. You know, relationships are not all like that. But from my perspective, when you come into this, especially when you're older like me, and you come into a situation where you want to find someone that loves you unconditionally, you find the games that people play. And I've learned over time that I'm not going to play that game, and no one should have to play that game. And let's put it in the reverse. Women shouldn't have to play that game. Women shouldn't have their vulnerability used against them as a tool to hold them hostage, or a way to degrade them, or make them less than a person. It's not the way it should be. And so, although this is home is not positive, I want everybody to that's listening to this or who does listen to this know that there are good people out there, and that there is somebody that will value you. You just have to stand your ground and know your value and establish that, and not let anything less come your way. Never accept anything less than what you are valued at and what you should be valued at. Well, as I said before, I'm sorry for the long break. Hopefully your holidays were great. New Year. Thank you for listening. Please, by all means, you can write a review. You can always send comments to me. I honestly really want to make this a podcast that people can enjoy. Even if it's, I have to modify the podcast in some way. I want people to get something out of it. And I want you to feel like it's worth the, you know, 5 to 10 minutes that you listen. But again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for taking the time out. Again, hopefully this gives you some sort of inspiration, motivation, or even, you know, food for thought. Until next time, thank you for listening to Blue Collar Poetry. I'm your host, Kevin. You take care and have yourself a good night.